This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome from the Sitka High School girls softball team, Kayleen Kelling and Sid Riggs. Kayleen and Sid are both sophomores and varsity players on the Sitka High School girls softball team that just got back from Ketchikan in a victorious Region 5 tournament down there. Good morning, gals.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, let's talk with you, Kayleen, first about, give us a little recap of what happened in Ketchikan, who'd you played, what the scores of the team's games were, and the like.
Well, we played Thunder Mountain and Ketchikan. I believe our Thunder Mountain games were, like, what do you say, Sid, like 2-14?
Yeah, something around there.
And Ketchikan was a little closer. I think the first night was about 3-2, and the second night was 9-2.
So you're Region 5 champions, and Kayleen, where are you going next?
I'm going to Anchorage for state.
All right, congratulations. So you have a little pressure behind you, as usual. There's the Sitka High School girls softball team is a three-time defending state champion in the small schools division. So what's your prospects, Sid, for going up to state? Are you going to take home another state championship this year?
We're hoping to go up there and have fun with all our games and bring back another state title.
Okay. You were I know you were on, you're a sophomore, Sid, right?
Yes.
And you were on last year's state championship team.
Yeah.
Right. Tell us about how many returning people are. Did you graduate a bunch of seniors last year, or is it the same team?
We have a completely new outfield, and they've been working hard, and they've been doing a great job, and our infield is pretty much the same, though.
Right. You're the shortstop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Kayleen? Where do you play?
Third base.
Third base. So we have the left side of the infield here today. Who are the other infielders? And let's go through the names of the team, Sid.
Okay, so our catcher is Megan Reed. Our pitchers are Stefania Petruski and Laurel Rashik. First base is Laurel Rashik and Kirsten Stockel. Second base is Lindsay Riggs. Left field is normally Casey Coleman. Center field is Megan Way or Madison Stocker. And right field is Hannah McCarty, Natalie Galanin, or Shelby Smith.
Good job. Is there anyone else you missed there? Because they're going to get, you know, if they listen to this and you missed any of the gals, they'll get you.
Sometimes Stefania Petruski plays first base, too.
Okay. So who did all the pitching over in Ketchikan?
Stefania and Laurel.
Right. And Kayleen, who are the seniors on the team then?
We have Lindsay Riggs, Stefania Petruski, Hannah McCarty, Laurel Rashik, and Kirsten Stockel.
Wow, so you're going to be losing a bunch of gals. Sounds like they were all major contributors on the team, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So, Sid, how'd you hit over in Ketchikan?
I think I did pretty good.
Okay. Did you get, you guys scored some runs against the Ketchikan team, but any home runs hit over there?
Megan had a grand slam in the first Thunder Mountain game, and she also had a home run in the Ketchikan game. And I had an inside-the-park home run.
Wow. Put it down the right field line, maybe?
Left field line.
Wow. Okay. And, Kayleen, that third base you play over there, I'm just amazed when I play softball, the gals who are over there at third base, because you guys have to play up on the bunt all the time. Were teams bunting on Sitka over there, or do you play well enough where they're scared to bunt on you?
Ketchikan doesn't typically bunt, but Thunder Mountain does a lot.
Right, yeah. And then you're in on the bunt, and then they're swinging away, and you've got to be ready for that line shot right at you, correct?
Yes, third base, you really have to be awake and ready to go.
That's good. No fear over there, right?
No.
All right, good job. Hey, so the state tournament is where, Sydney?
Up in Anchorage.
Okay, and what kind of field are you going to be playing on?
Turf fields.
All right, you know where I'm going with this because, of course, we have the new facility here, and I understand you. I know you guys have got the chance to play on that for your two home tournaments in town here.
Yeah, this week we get to practice on it all week after school until we leave.
Yeah. playing on the two surfaces, it's a different game, isn't it?
Yeah. Turf, normally the ball goes a bit faster and has natural bounces on the ball.
Right. So do you actually think that playing on the turf reduced the number of errors on the team? Or?
Yeah, because normally you can read the bounce a little better on the ball.
Right. So how about the rest of the way that the game plays? Of course, as you just say, the bounces are true. How about running the bases? Is that a problem or easier on the turf?
It's about the same running the bases, but when you slide, you go forever.
Right. Got a plan for that. Slide a little earlier, I guess. So, Kayleen, you're in Anchorage. Who are you playing the first game, and what day are you playing them?
Thursday?
Friday.
Friday we play Kodiak?
Yes.
All right. Is there another team from Southeast that's going upstate?
Ketchikan.
Do you know any of the girls on that team?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, you get along with them, so you're going to root for each other up there?
Yeah.
All right. So you're leaving when?
Wednesday night.
So, Sid, how's the team setting up for the tournament? Are there any injuries or any concerns about with the team?
Everyone's pretty much healthy besides Hannah McCarty. She is. She got injured with a train wreck at first base, and so she's going to the doctors to see if she can play.
Okay. And what kind of an injury? She got a concussion?
They said it wasn't a concussion, but her neck is a little messed up.
Right, so everyone else is healthy. You have a full team going up there, right?
Yeah.
Of course, school will be over by this Thursday, right? So.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, it's the end of the year. It's been a long year. A lot of you gals, I know both Kayleen and you, Sid, are multiple sport athletes. You both play basketball. And you run, Sid. Do you play any other sports?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. So you're both three sport athletes. So that is a lot of time going to school and playing afterwards. So how are the grades? Keeping them up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So everyone's eligible to go on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always concerned about that. Make sure everybody's. That's amazing that you guys can do three sports. I know my sons both tried three sports and they had to cut back on one after their sophomore year. That stuff. You intend to play three sports throughout your high school?
Yes.
Both of you, Kayleen, too?
Yes.
All right. So what are you, tell me about what are you expecting as far as, is Stefania going to do the majority of the work up there for pitching, Sid?
I think Stefania will pitch the bigger games, and then Laurel will come in to pitch the easier games.
Right, and what kind of performances are you, who do you expect to be top performers and need to do a lot for the Sitka girls team up there?
I think Stefania will throw all her pitches, and Megan Reed will hit the ball really strong up there, and everyone will just contribute to the team as best as they can.
That's great, yeah. Do you guys play small ball? Do you bunt at all?
Yeah.
Right, and Kayleen, do you do some bunting, or is that part of your game?
Occasionally, coach tells me to bunt, but not often.
Yeah, anyone who's watched girls softball know that's a really exciting part of the game. There's different kind of bunting that goes on, just straightaway bunting and slap hitting and stuff like that. So, well, that sounds really great. I'm really excited for you, and congratulations for. All the work you put in this year, and congratulations for hope of the Region 5 championship, and good luck on the state tournament up there, gals.
Thank you.
Bring back four in a row.
We'll do our best.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Kayleen Kelling and Sydney Riggs from the Sitka High School girls softball team for coming in this morning. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support Sitka High School sports and activities.